This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Awaiting you, brothers and sisters in Islam. And subhanAllah, you will find out that your deen linked you with the people who are going to Hajj. So that you do not feel separated from the rest of the ummah. في حديث أم سلمة والحديث في صحيح مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا هل ذو الحجة, when the month of the الحجة is here, the first day of the الحجة, هلال ذو الحجة, when you see the crescent of the الحجة, وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي, and one of you is intending to offer قرباني, a sacrifice, فليمسك عن شعره وأظفاره. الحديث في صحيح مسلم. Let him refrain from touching his nails, not touching, I mean not cutting his nails and cutting his hair, and that would include this too. يعني موضوع تاني. وهذا من محظورات الإحرام. This act, by the way, from محظورات الإحرام, from the things that a person who is making Hajj cannot perform, cannot do when he's wearing, when he is in a state of ihram. When you are haji or mu'tamir and you're performing hajj and umrah and you are in that state, you're not allowed to take, cut your nails or shave or cut your hair. فهو. Because the deen wants you to be linked. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another wording في Sunan al-Tirmidhi of that hadith that I just quoted, hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. There is no other days that righteous deeds performed on more beloved to Allah than the deeds that are performed in the 10 days of the Hijjah. Then do what? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ. Do a lot of tahleel. What is tahleel? A sunnah. A lot of Muslims are not aware of La ilaha illallah. What tahmeed? Alhamdulillah. Wallahu akbar. This is on the 10 days of the Hijjah. The first of the Hijjah, the second of the Hijjah, the third of the Hijjah. Wa hadha ma sammahu al-fuqaha, and this is what the jurists called at-takbiru ghayru al-mutlaq. Afwan, at-takbiru al-mutlaq. The unrestricted takbirat. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma and Abi Huraira, kama akhraj al-Bukhari, they used to go out to the market and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. In these 10 days, to remind the Muslims at this time already forgot about this sunnah, in order to resurrect this sunnah. والتكبير والتهليل والتحميد, هذا من عمل الحجاج. It's one of the deeds of the hajij. Again, I'm focusing because I don't want you to feel, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not ordain for you, or لم يكتب لك الحج هذا العام, because you're not going to Hajj this year, you're not going to feel deprived from the bounty and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a share of it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about al-Hajj. He said about al-Hajj, قال الحج عرفة. الحج is عرفة. Basically, the best ritual or the best days of the days of Hajj is Arafah. Why? في صحيح مسلم قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها, عائشة تقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من يوم أكثر أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. There is no other day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free a servant, a worshipper of Allah, meaning the people who are standing in the mountain of Arafah, except the day of Arafah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَدْنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, by the way, descends. لَا تُشَبِّهْ وَلَا تُكَيِّفْ وَلَا تُعَطِّلْ كل ما دار ببالك فهو خلاف ذلك. سبحان الله. He descends in a way that fits him. Don't even try to visualize it. He descends to the lower heaven. ويباهي الملائكة. And he calls upon the angels. انظروا إلى عبادي. Look at my servants. أتوني شعثا غبرا. They came to me disheveled. ما يريد هؤلاء؟ What do they want? أشهدكم يا ملائكتي أني قد غفرت لهم. Bear witness my angels that I have given them forgiveness today. ولذلك في 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 موطأ الإمام مالك الحديث مرسل ولكن له شاهد، ما رؤي الشيطان أصغر ولا أحقر من ذلك اليوم. Basically الشيطان on this day put sand on his head because here is 4 million people came after all these sins that they committed in their lives and they are granted that forgiveness. All his work gone in vain. He is belittled and he is ashamed of what is going on. You see, this is for the people in Hajj. What about you? Are you deprived, brothers and sisters in Islam? No. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث قتادة في صحيح مسلم عن صيام يوم عرفة لغير الحاج. Stress about fasting the day of Arafah for the non-haji. الحاج لا يسن له أن يصوم يوم عرفة. A haji must not, if this is accurate, fast the day of Arafah if he is on Hajj. لأن هذا مخالف. This is against the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to make this clear. He called upon water, كما في حديث جابر في صحيح مسلم, and he took a drink in front of everybody. But for those who are non-haji, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about fasting the day of Arafah, which is the day right before Eid. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, يكفر السنة الماضية والسنة الباقية. أخي, that's, والله, I have not seen, look to the Ilah that you worship, أخي. How merciful. This is lifelines. Ramadan is over. Now look, you fast one day, the day of Arafah, and Allah forgives your previous sins from the last year. And we know the Hijjah is the last of the month of the lunar year. خلاص السنة هتخلص 20 يوم, 20 days, 21 days are left. The last year and the next year. Things that you have not committed. والله هو أرحم عليك أو أرحم بك من الأم بولدها. He is more merciful to you than a mother to her baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants you to come back to Him. He wants you to come back to Him. Again, the Hajjaj, the Hujjaj in Mecca and the neighboring ritual places like Mina and on, they sacrifice on the day of Eid, which is the 10th day of the Hijjah. You here, فصلي لربك وانحر. A Muslim also observes Salat al-Eid, and after he observes Salat al-Eid, he comes and sacrifices. Again, brothers and sisters in Islam, all of this was meant to tie the whole ummah together. So these days, brothers and sisters in Islam, the 10 days of the Hijjah is not just for the Hajjaj, it is also for the rest of the ummah. So if you are not going for Hajj, do not waste these days. In 5 minutes or so, just a few words about Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these days are the best of days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed or mandated the fifth pillar of Hajj to be performed in these days. And here you have the best days, and then that pillar is to be performed in these days. In these days. Al-Hajj, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a special journey. And subhanAllah, nas'Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaktubaha lana ajma'in. Al-Hajj, you go to Allah in His house. You go to Allah in His house. And a lot of Muslims, by the way, they think that they go to Hajj because of their money. Or because of... لا أخي والله. You go to Hajj because Allah invited you. Seriously. في سنن قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحجاج وفد الله. الحجاج, the Hajjaj, are the delegation of Allah. دعاهم. He invited them. فأجابوا. And they accepted the invitation. I tell you something. بالله عليك. Do you accept someone to enter your house without your permission? Dare you. Please visit me at 10 o'clock. 9:30? No, 10. I won't be there. يعني, هذا بيت الله. This is the house of Allah. Do you think Allah will allow someone to come to his house without his permission? لا أخي. No. Even with your money. How many people they have wealth? The wealth of the world. And they have not even performed the one hajjah that they have to perform. Thinking that they are going to waste their money. Wallahi, I heard this. You want me to spend $50,000 to go and kiss Iraq in Mecca? No way. في مسند الإمام من حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة. Hear this carefully now. Follow up حج with عمرة. فإنهما ينفيان الفقر. If you do حج and عمرة, the performance of Hajj and Umrah will remove poverty from you. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالذُّنُوبَ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. And also it will cleanse you from your sins. So here you are thinking that the nafaqah that you spend for Hajj or Umrah is going to decrease your money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tongue of His Messenger, والحديث صحيح الإسناد في مسند الإمام, that ابن حديث عبد الله بن مسعود, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى will remove poverty from you. والنفقة في مسند الإمام also حديث بريدة رضي الله عنه, that النفقة في الحج كنفقة في سبيل الله بسبعمائة ضعف. That if you spend on حج and عمر and حج, it's like you're spending in the cause of Allah. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, if you spend any penny in my cause, I will give it back to you. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Subhanallah, this beautiful hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri fi Sunan al-Bayhaqi. Hadith ilayha. And listen to this. Allah قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن عبدا أصححت له جسمه وأوسعت له في رزقه تمر عليه خمس أعوام لا يرد إلي لمحروم. A servant of mine, I have made him healthy, given him good health, and I have given him money. He allows 5 years to go by without coming to visit me in my house. لمحروم. Deprived. Deprived. اذهب إلى ربك. Go to Allah in His house. You don't have to do Hajj. Go for Umrah. Go for Umrah. And this hadith, by the way, that the authorities in Saudi, they used only for every 5 years you could perform Hajj. But based on this hadith. Al-Hajj fard. Hajj is a fariida. وعلى الفور, على أصح الأقوال, is mandatory upon you. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and he said, يا أيها الناس, إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, has mandated, has commanded.